Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Chef's Meal, where we talk about whatever and never and everything else in between. Alright, let's do this. Let's do the, I want to do the old school one.
Okay.
Let's do this one. Now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Chef's Meal. My name is Casey.
My name is Sean, and we're two chefs talking about our lives and the spirit of the times.
I'm talking about whatever and ever and everything. Sean, red or blue?
Well, I'm wearing red.
Obviously, but, a question to blue, election blue right now. We are
blue up.
We're blue nation.
Blue up.
The homie just needs one more state, pretty much. Right.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like, man. It's been an interesting couple of days, but Yeah. It looks like, President Biden or Vice President Biden. Sorry, I'm just kind of speaking things into existence. Kind of needs another state to fall his way and, get back to business.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's been a long 4 years. That's all.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
That's all we're
I don't even really get into that stuff here.
I know, we don't, but
yeah.
I just want to say
it's
that.
It's been a very, very long 4 years. And, I hope for a lot of people, they kind of got to see the last 4 years and make their decisions accordingly.
Hopefully.
I guess if you ride in, you ride in.
Hopefully.
Because, this is literally going down to, the last
the next
few
couple of
states.
Yeah.
So. Right, yeah, so I guess obviously some people decided to, hang on and go for the ride. But for everyone else, I think they've kind of seen enough.
Correct.
So we'll see. We'll see what way of thinking is going to prevail. But it kind of looks like it's going to go with Biden.
So, Sean, some news coming your way. So I'm employed once again. So we are.
Hey, this guy stays with a job, man. Let's go
back on a business. I mentioned before, it's not like it's a hard position to get into, but it's a hard environment to fit in where you feel that you can grow. Now, I have no qualms with the country club that I was with.
Sure,
however,
yeah,
I took
like
a chance.
Place.
I just took a chance, at the barbecue joint. Let's just label that down.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't pan out to work out. But some news in that, however, the chef also put in his 2 weeks.
Wow. Hey, man, that respect goes a long way. I know.
That's all I got to say.
Goes a long way.
Just treat your staff right. Don't be an ass. Don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Don't pretend.
Like I said,
like you're all that.
I feel it's like just, I say it all the time, man. Distress is distress. Don't add to it.
Correct.
Don't add to it. Like, manage it, but don't add to it. And
Amen.
Things can go, they might not go great, but they can definitely go better.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then one more set of news. I know I texted you this, Sean, and I wanted to show it to you when we were having the chat, but I know we already spoken to, but everybody else, I'm going to let it know. This is not live as of right now yet. However, Casey, your own Asian aficionado here, will be opening his little mini menu here at the Casa. So the way it's going to work is I'm going to open the menu, like have pre-orders for Monday, because I have a definitive Monday off. So let's say Friday, I have like 15 orders of XYZ, pretty much, right?
Because
I think I can only handle like 15 orders, pretty much. It's just me, it's my home kitchen. I don't have like a professional kitchen. I can't have the same processes. It will take me a little longer,
Right.
So I call it dumpling. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, on your screen right here. So essentially just food inside a little wrapper that's steamed.
Hey.
Yeah. Happy days, right? Some sauces. But technically, they're quite hard to pull off. So I already got some things and the mise en place working, Sean. I have all the sauces ready.
All right.
So that will sit. I don't know if you knew this, Sean. Have you ever tried to make an oil-based sauce? Not a vinaigrette, but like in terms of like a chili sauce, like an oil-based.
No, I haven't.
Okay. So let this be, this is me coaching you for the one time that we're not even together. When you're making a chili sauce or anything that regards with oil, you need to heat up your oil to 180 just when it blips, like over, almost is going to boil over.
Okay.
But not really. 180 is boiling point for water. 260 is like for oil to literally like start smoking. So 180 almost we're going to follow. You're going to kill the heat. And whatever herbs and spices you're going to have, you're going to then dump your oil into the herbs and spices.
So, but not the other way. So you don't go.
Correct. So it needs to go the other way. And then because the other container would be colder, so the oil will just set. Right? So in terms of chilies, when you put it over to the other one, it will fry the chili. It will do its thing. And then it will slowly from the... It's like the heat will dissipate a little bit, and then you'll notice it, like the chilies will stop blipping. Then you put it back into the flame, just ever so slight, on super low flame, and let that do its work. Another 10 minutes or so, and then you'll actually physically see the chilies turn a little more brown, and then you add your spices. Now the trick is, if you add salt, it'll burn, so you can't do that. So it needs to be in liquid form. And it needs to grab on to something. So if you had like garlic or shallots that's already in the mix, the liquid salt, aka soy sauce, will easily grab onto it. So again, you're gonna wait for it to set, take it off flame, add your liquid, your seasonings, just ever so slightly. So it will have a chance to grip onto whatever particles, shallots, or bread, or whatever that's in there, garlic. And that's how you flavor said oil. So it's like a long process. That's why I was texting you. I was like, hey, this might take... It took me like 3 hours to make 4 oil-based sauces.
And when you're cooling it down, like what temperature are you taking it back down to? Are you going to get it to like room temperature? Or are you trying to get cooler than that?
Yeah.
Okay, because so, I was curious, like, what about separation?
So it's not actually going to separate because it's just oil.
Okay.
And then the things that have it, that you've stewed in it or you confit, it will stay inside it. The other technical thing that's a little more efficient or a little harder, I should say, you see over here, it says bawang sauce, which is garlic, that translates into my language. I added an acid to it. So that one can essentially split, but since I confit the garlic, after it's set, I then put the acid in and I burr mixed it, so it managed to grab onto it. Because if I didn't, it would separate. It's such a finicky thing, but this is, I'm used to it. This is what, you know, the Asians kind of excel in, this oil-based sauces. But yeah, that's it. Not too crazy, right? I have my little menu. So like I said, the orders will open from Friday till Sunday. 15 total orders, whatever the hell it is, from this menu. And then Monday, by noon, I will have those order ready for you to pick up. Now, I'm saying this to you because, you know, you're nearby, but it will only be open to our buddies that are close by to me. I can't release this to the public.
Sure.
Because it'll be ridiculous. Imagine if I got like 40 orders of like dumplings. Sean, what's 4 times 7?
You're trying to do
28. So 280 dumplings?
280 pieces. Yeah, it might be a bit much. Looking over your menu there, it all looks delicious. What I notice is that pork is the main protein across the board. Do you intend to do your dumplings
chicken,
without
fish,
pork?
Veggies, yeah, eventually.
Okay.
So all right. Pork for now. The lumpia, which is our version of a fried spring roll, will be pork and vegetables. So for time being, this will be interchangeable. Like if I get an order, it's like, hey, do you have a veggie option? Absolutely. And my wife actually brought it up. She's like, is it just the dumplings? I was like, no, it's gonna have a little, because I wanted to take pictures. It's gonna have a steamed bok choy with it, baby bok choy.
Hey,
included.
You gotta grill it for good luck.
Yeah, you gotta grill it for good luck. And then a little onigiri.
Shout out to Lewis.
A little onigiri, which is Japanese for rice balls.
Rice balls. Little rice balls.
I know.
Yo, dude, you had me at onigiri. so you had me light up this easy pass to come check out your dumplings.
That is the menu. The only one that doesn't have it is the baozi, which is a steamed bun. Because it's bread primarily. So it's like this big for a steamed bun. You get two of those to go. And then it'll get two steamed baby bok choy and some homemade pickles. And when I say pickles, like pickled red onions. So it's like,
we'll sell the people.
Dude, this is life.
If your menu of five items there, which two are you saying is like a can't miss?
The lechon, obviously.
Okay.
And the dumplings, because it'll be dumplings specifically. The lumpia, you've had this, like
when you came over,
the same exact one that I'll be making.
My cousin's wife, she definitely makes a lumpia for the holidays. She always does, and they're always very delicious.
Mm-hmm. This one, I don't believe I've ever made this for you. I don't think I've ever made shumai for you. Do you know what a shumai is?
No. Okay. You've never made them, and I've never had them.
Imagine, remember our wonton wrappers from work?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so if you take like a meatball filling that's fairly loose, you kind of stuff it in the inside, and you wrap it up, and the top is still exposed. So it's like a tall little dumpling upwards, and that gets a little shrimp on top of it, and then you steam it that way. I know it's Sean. I'm going full on Asian here. It's like,
and you get seven pieces of those for $12,
and it's pretty big too. Like the portions are going to be pretty incremental, and like I said, steamed baby bok choy plus the little onigiris to go with it. Now I made my wife the little onigiri yesterday, and she's like, "Oh my god, he has a little face." I'm making faces for these fucking things, Sean. Made of seaweed.
You know, I hope people support. It's a labor of love, man, and I know it's going to taste good.
It's a labor of love. So, yeah, not too crazy. That's all I got for the time being. Sean, are you ready for some Tech Tuesday? What's today? Yeah, Thursday?
It's Thursday.
Today's Thursday.
So we're back on schedule, Tech Tuesday on Thursday.
I thought today was Friday for a second.
Hey, man, it might as well be.
Sean's Tech Tuesday. I keep forgetting. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. You can find all our stuff on YouTube. However, how many more weeks till Thanksgiving? Today's the 5th. 1, 2, 3.
We got three weeks. Yeah.
3 physical weeks from this Thursday will be Thanksgiving on the 26th of November falls in. Sean, what you got for us for Tech Tuesday?
All right, so we got a Netflix price hike.
Did we really?
Are you ready? Yeah,
I'm ready for this.
So for Netflix, 2 highest tiers, the pricing is going up. So it's going up from $13.99 to $14.99 for your HD plan that gets you, if I'm not mistaken, streaming on two accounts at the same time in HD up to 1080p. And their 4K plan is going up to $18, I believe. Wow. It is currently $16.
Wow, it's like 14% ish. Is that, am I doing my math right?
A little less. But yeah, man, obviously, you know, Netflix is producing a lot of original content that gets floated in and out. You know, they're kind of moving away from buying movies from other studios. And you know, they're saying that you know, the dollar increase is going to go to continue to produce new and diverse content.
Yeah.
I would say I'm with it, but it almost kind of feels at this point like you don't really have much of a choice.
Kind of, yeah. We're kind of stuck in the house. Yeah, I guess. Know?
Right. I mean, you're in the crib. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, I guess you Disney could Plus? Continue. Yeah, Disney Plus, The Mandalorian's back.
I know. I still haven't seen it. I'm going to.
So, yeah, that's out. But, you know, for the diversity of content that Netflix is putting out there, you know, even at $14 or $18, it can't be beat.
It really can.
Yeah. I mean, wow. For the higher tier, like I said, you get 4K with Dolby Atmos.
Wow.
Surround sound if you've got the compatible hardware to view it. So, hey, man, again, for $18 a month, still cheaper than one Blu-ray with the same, measure of fidelity of content. So, hey, man, if you're already bought in, you're already bought in. Moving along, this is a question for you. So, did you see what Spotify is doing for artist promotion? And I know you have content on Spotify. So, obviously, you know, they are paying fractions of a penny per stream to artists when users. You know, free and paying users play their content, but what they're offering is to boost your music if you're the artist on the platform.
What?
In exchange for a slightly less payout. And okay. My question to you is, so as an artist with as an artist with music on a platform, you know, would it be valuable to you? And yeah, like, how do you feel about it? And if it's not valuable to you, who is that valuable to?
Actually, if you think, I was like, okay. So currently Spotify pays 0.003% per stream of said song, right?
Wow.
So you need to be in the hundreds of thousands to make even $100, pretty much. Okay, that's pretty insane.
Okay,
and then you multiply that by the millions if you're a household name, or like for example, I think Ariana Grande has like 70 million streams a month, bro.
Right.
So you multiply that times 0.003, and you'll exactly know how much you'll make. If that pays out, if they take another 0.1% off, so 0.002. It doesn't matter, at least for me.
See, but my question. See, all right. So,
for the chance to be boosted on like their like main page, that will give you a slightly better advantage than not.
But my thing is like, well, they only have but so much space. At least as far as the first page is concerned, right? There's only but so much space to put your content. And my thing was like, all right. Is boosting your content actually going to turn into more streams? Like,
I understand.
Am I thinking about this wrong? Where like, there's only but like hypothetically, there's only but so many ears for so much content, right? Mm. Like, so I guess you're competing against maybe someone else listening to something else. But is the trade-off worth the financial loss, or is it just better to be streamed more so that I guess in a time where we're not in the pandemic and you can tour, you're just more popular and you can
reap
the benefits on the back end? Like I don't know. Like I need to see it work for someone on a small scale and on a big scale.
The answer would be how I would go about it, right?
Okay.
So, I'm not necessarily going for the streams. I'm going for the opportunity for somebody, a creator. I want my shit on TV. That's what pays out. So for example, I don't know if you knew this, airtime on TV, depending on how many seconds it's aired, is how much you get paid and how well it sits on where the episode is. So for example, if you're getting played on like if the airtime of the episode is like a half an hour and you're being played in the middle of it, that's like the highest point because everybody's tuned in, right? If you are, you know, at the beginning point, not too many people will pay attention to the music It's just kind of like background noise, right? Towards the end, okay. If there's like a mega scene where somebody like either passes away or there's like a big event happening and then your song gets right behind it, that's like major payout. For the seconds that is getting played, maybe 10 or 15 seconds, I could earn potentially from $10 to $20,000. So from my one boosted song, even though I will take a cut, in my brain, it's much better, so people would be able to hear it, for the potential of other creators to take my song and have it on their end. However,
okay,
for financially speaking, if I'm just focused on streaming, it's kind of an iffy place. For me, it's like half and half. Like, maybe not.
See, that's what I was wondering, like, for, like, the mega artists. Like, you're saying, like, a Ariana Grande, right? Like, she's earning potentially millions of dollars a month.
Hmm.
So, if you're already an artist that big, do you really need the boost to get more? Like,
no.
Because, I mean, at that point, like, that is a major revenue stream, like, to chop correct. Yourself off for more visibility. So it's like, well, how could you be more visible than like her?
I think, you know, they're more just talking about for maybe artists like myself, you know, that doesn't have, okay. I think we only have like 1,000 streams total on the 3 years that we have our stuff on Spotify. And then another 1,000 for my first album. That's been there for like 7 years.
You better
years.
Put a QR code for your music on your, right here. Shoe my just box.
Like, just like going
just,
in.
Just.
But like, so potentially to get that available to people easier, because it's, we call it the numbers game, right? You want to throw it out as much as possible, and you only have like a span of a week. So I don't know if you knew this too, like when you release a song, the first week is the most crucial point of it. The more momentum it gets, the more chance it will get shared out. But as soon as that week dwindles down, it's like, like you wasted kind of space. So
I mean, it kind of makes sense. It's the same for
it's the same for pretty much everything
as well, right? Like when it's new, it's most interesting, and you know, and then it becomes, you know, I wouldn't say less relevant, but like you know, less special because it's been out there, right? And then over time, you know, maybe you might have a work that endures, but obviously it's never going to be as like relevant as when it first comes out.
Yeah. So. But I'm in it for the long game, Sean. I want my shit in the movies. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Like, so I just need
15 seconds
that
in
boost. But call just need up Spotify 15 seconds and see what they can do for a brother.
I have, so my first album is more singer-songwriter, so I actually modeled a couple of them. Like as if in a movie setting, you know, like I was like, man, if somebody just heard a song, this would be like ending credits or some shit, you know. But for the newer album, that's more for like if somebody's walking and about to turn up some shit, that's kind of like the music you would listen to.
I feel like you've really made it when YouTubers are putting your music behind anime music videos.
That's it. There you go. Any chance I can get any kind of streaming, media wise, not just Spotify, but the bigger game is TV. TV and commercials is where it really pays off. So hopefully somebody just takes one of my songs and just like, oh my God, I love this little pattern right here. Let me put 10 seconds in. But you know what the sucky part is? Here's the second part to being an artist. We don't know if an episode played our song till 6 months later. So let's say.
How does that work? So who's negotiating to put your
here's the thing.
Your song on TV without I'm reaching out like, to you?
I'm trying to like give you all the information all at once.
Okay.
So, we sign up for our whoever your pro is. That's like the term that you use. So BMI and ASCAP is the two most popular one that you can get into.
Okay.
Right? So let's say somebody played my song on a TV, but I wouldn't see it in my pro, whichever one you're in, till 6 months after it got played, and then I would get a check from it. So that's how all of this works.
Indication, at least in terms of streaming, by the interest, right? Like, I would assume, right, if your show is
you would
on
get interest, absolutely.
TV yeah. today, you know, you'd probably start to see a boost in streams that kind of came out of nowhere. And then I guess maybe correct. When that check comes in, you're just like, oh, wow.
But the checks come in quarterly. So only four times a year. That's how much, okay. that's when we get paid. Low-key, full disclosure, we made 42 cents the last quarter.
Nice.
So, hey, that's 42 nice. Cents more than what I had, right?
Hey.
So that's the game that we're playing, Sean. We want to get into the TV level, the commercial, or radio, like anything in radio. Doesn't matter what it is, but that will pay out the most. So that's what my end game is. Not just streaming.
All right.
I want my shit on TV. That's like the main goal. Because if that happens, yo, my phone calls to my mother. Yo, ma, check this out. Episode 2, 14 minutes in some shit. You hear that? That's my band.
That's my band.
I can die happy. I can die happy. That's it. So yeah, that's like the long-winded kind of question, the answer to your question. Hopefully that made sense. Sort of.
Nah, it makes a lot of sense. And I guess in wrapping up Tech Tuesday for this week, so yeah, we're about a week out from the release of the next generation consoles.
Yes.
The Xbox Series S and X will be out November 10th. Mm-hmm. And the PlayStation 5 will be out a week till today, November 12th. At this point, both the console manufacturers say that, you know, their first day allotments already been sold through. You won't be able to walk into any stores to pick them up if you haven't pre-ordered them already. Correct. But stock should be available going into the holiday season. So what I would tell everyone is, you know, check your retailers if you're interested. Don't overpay. Mm-hmm. You know, the software definitely really don't. isn't there yet. You know, it's going to make interesting stocking stuffers and holiday gifts for, you know, for inclined people to, you know, that are interested in that stuff. But don't go crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. How excited are you? Because you're getting it soon. I know you pre-ordered it.
Yeah, man. I am excited, man. It's been a long time coming. And I think the thing that's really got me excited is kind of the controllers.
Yeah,
more so look than, nice. Yeah, then like, yeah, the PlayStation 5 controller looks very, very interesting with the haptic triggers and the increased fidelity there. The support for 3D audio, you know, that's like built into the box, which you can kind of take advantage of with the regular pair of stereo headphones. Like, that's what stands out to me. I mean, like, the ray tracing and like the higher fidelity graphics is like just what you would expect from hardware that's, you know, 7 years from the last time those things were released. But to me, it's just kind of seeing what like they do with the unique hardware functions of each box is what's got me curious. So
yeah,
looking forward to that.
I'm excited.
And I'll probably have more to say in about, well, not next week, but probably the week after.
The week after, yeah. Is there a game that you get with it?
So, the PS5, it comes with a copy of Astro's Playroom, which is essentially like, it's a game, but it's actually like a tech demo to kind of walk you through the new features of the console, which is very interesting. But personally, I'm looking forward to NBA 2K21.
Ooh.
And the Miles Morales Spider-Man game.
Yeah, the Spider-Man game. Like
the ones that...
Yo,
you know,
I cannot
stand out to me, at least on, you know, day one or week one, whatever have you.
I'm going to live vicariously through somebody streaming, watching the damn thing until I get my hands on it myself.
I'll do a solo stream just for you.
Thank you.
You can remote play right into mine and you'll be straight and ready to go.
Nine too crazy. Let's get into Monshishi News, the best food news in the podcast world comes from our two mouths. Every fucking week, This week specifically, though, no Aldis because they're not giving me a check this week. Maybe next week.
We'll see. Oh, man. But I thought they were your pork belly connect.
They're not giving me a check this week, but you know.
I actually saw Aldi's commercial for the first time in a long time, and pretty much the hook was like, "Hey, we're not just packaged foods." I was like, "Okay,
yeah,
okay."
You'd be like, "Casey does a better job promoting you guys."
Yeah, really? Yeah, it was like the young lady was like, she tricked her husband into like buying fresh foods from Aldi and put him in a different shopping bag, and she was like, "Ah, I got it from Aldi," and he was like, "Oh,
okay." That was it. Wow,
that's it.
Aldi, just give me an extra check, and then I'll give you guys something different.
Hey man, play his music in a commercial. There you go.
Just put me up. Everywhere you can get free chips and queso for National Nacho Day. Sean, I don't know if you knew, National Nacho Day is upon us. However, sure, eating tortilla chips is fine, but smothering them in some meat, cheese, salsa, and any other toppings you want. So this is actually tomorrow, November 6th, National Nacho Day. Where is it actually? Most Southwest Grill, there's actually a couple here in Paramus. Right. Del Taco out west.
West Coast.
Mission Taco Joint. I've never heard of it. St. Louis. Yeah. I mean, Kentucky. Taco John's and On the Border Mexican Grill.
Shout out to the homies at On the Border.
Mm-hmm. Our staff used to go there to drink every other night on like Saturday. On the Border. You know who I saw? I saw Liz the other day.
Hey,
shout out to Liz. Shout out to Liz, and I saw Kevin too. He was at
my boy.
Yeah, my wife and I were on Trader Joe's, so he works for Trader Joe's now. He was mm-hmm. over there. I was like, "Yo, I know you." I was like, "Yo, I know you too." Like, "What's up?" While the manager's kind of looking at him, I was like, "Sorry, you know, from work, this is okay." It's like that scene from Marvel. It's from work, you know, it's fine. It's okay. So like I said, National Nacho Day tomorrow, you can get some free nachos from these people. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I'm not a big nacho eater. I'd fuck up a nacho any day though.
Yeah, man, the nachos in that picture look really good. I like that really good sour cream drizzle.
Yeah, whoever took this photo. Yeah.
Whoever they yeah, they're doing it. They're doing it.
I think this is it. Nice Parker bean. Parker Fierbach. Fierbach.
Yeah, this shout is a out good to Parker. Meat to bean ratio there and like the dice, the triangle dice on the tomatoes. They know what they were doing.
Yeah, they literally modeled this to be like the perfect fucking nacho.
The perfect nacho. Yeah.
Shut up. Nordstrom Rack has a Lakers set. This doesn't pertain to food. However, this little vehicle is the most coveted of all. This is a Dutch oven, a.k.a. a just a badass piece of cookery that you should have in your kitchen. It holds heat well, heavy bottom. It traps moisture in quite well also. And it's just an all-around... This will last you forever if you take care of it. So Le Creuset is the manufacturer, and it's right now it's discounted more than 25% off. So if you go at Nordstrom Rack, you might get. I actually have two of these, Sean. I have a red one and a blue one. I just love it so much. I cook my breads in it. I literally do everything in it. It's just so good. When I make the lumpias to fry them, it'll be in a Dutch oven because it's my only one that retains heat longer. So there you go, something of that. But typically they would be $200 minus a 25%, so you get $50 off of it. That's not bad.
$50 off that's not bad.
I take that any day. Ruffles is releasing chili cheese chips. There was a lot of C things that you were eager to snack on. What is the obsession with chili cheese? I don't get it, but it looks fire. Sean, do you eat Ruffles? When was the last time I had Ruffles?
I'm saying last time it's been a minute since I've had some Ruffles. But like when I used to go to work in Jersey, when I came through the tunnel, there was this like 7-Eleven or gas station or whatever have you there. And I would stop in from time to time and grab a bag of sour cream and onion Ruffles. Ooh.
Those are badass.
Fuck up my breath. on the way to work. And just tart it up right before I walked in. Good job,
The new flavor is currently at a Kroger grocery chain exclusive, but it is set to hit other stores nationwide 2021. So right now you can't even get it unless there's a Kroger store by you. So Ruffles, shout out. Mm-hmm. Not too crazy. Oreo dunking sets are back again this year, so you can snack with absolutely no mess. What is the point of this?
It's a cup and some look, Oreos.
Look, it has a holder for your Oreos, a mug, and a tong set.
Spatula, the tongs. What is?
So you don't have to use your fingers. It's kind of. It's kinda,
you know,
I mean,
what?
Hey.
Go off. Like, you know, if you've been selling Oreos forever, you got to figure out different ways to make it fun. So, yep, sure.
Would it's you pay $17 for it?
I would not, but I think. There might be someone you would spend $17 on that for.
Hey, you know what?
You know, you got an Oreo aficionado in your family, and you're just like, yo.
This is for you.
But you didn't have this.
But you didn't have this. This is all for you for Christmas.
Yeah, it's either that or the Axe body spray gift set. So, pick your shoes. You know, you totally forgot them to get them a gift, and you're in the aisle, and you see both of them. You're just like, he like Oreos?
Or Axe body spray? So you got
or Axe body spray. It's either one. You're getting one or the other.
The best healthy meal delivery services. Yes, it's that easy. Sean, I know I mentioned it to you, I've done HelloFresh. I've still yet to try Blue Ribbon? The other one?
Blue Apron.
Yeah. So there's a few more that kind of emerged as we're kind of there. Fresh and Lean for the meat eater. They kind of like do their whole, but it's $75 a week. That's kind of pricey. If you think about it, like if we shop, well also we're at an unfair advantage because we know how to cook in bulk and we're chefs.
But right.
Typical household would spend like what, $200? A month, maybe, right? Average, if you
maybe
think about
I
it.
Mean, maybe yeah, more than that. Yeah, if you got more than two people, like yeah, you're true, probably gonna true. Spend more, especially now because you're like responsible for 2.5-3 meals a day.
That's true. I only said that because,
yeah,
well, it doesn't really pertain to me because my meals come from the restaurant,
right?
I'm there,
like when you,
I'm there like
guys,
12 hours.
What you don't understand is like when you work in a restaurant, like you're eating there more often than not. Like, you know, it might not be the fanciest thing, but you're gonna consume most of your food there because you spend all your time there, and then that skews how you're spending on groceries.
Sun Basket
for sure
for the microwave lover. What? Okay, I've never heard of this, but it sounds.
I think I've heard Sun Basket advertised on other podcasts.
Okay,
I have not tried it though.
Factor for the inexperienced cook. I just like the names of it because it's just like
should
they're assuming people don't know how to cook.
For the inexperienced photographer.
Wow. Hot take, Sean.
All right, I'm all right.
Hot take. Hot take right there. Raw Generation for the juicer. I've seen these. I've still yet to try it. It looks delicious. And then a couple more. Eat Clean Bro for the proteins. You know, for the for the proteins. And Real Eats for those on a time
that looks delicious.
That does look delicious, but the photographer now did a better job than the other one.
Yeah.
Okay, Wendy's is giving out its honey butter chicken biscuit for free right now. Did you just say nope? Okay, well, have you
That's
had
all right.
it? Is that what it is?
No. I just, okay. This guy, I'm just, you know, look, sometimes when you present the food stuff and I always marvel at the pictures and this guy,
you said
he's
nope
doing
to
a
this
lot.
One.
Yeah. I was just like, okay. He's doing a lot. That's all.
Wendy's has been consistently offering some amazing deals via its app. And right now it's no exception. Simply download the app or log in via wendys.com, buy literally anything. And you'll be able to score one of the honey butter chicken biscuits for free. I mean, it's a free sandwich. Sean,
yes.
Have you ever made honey butter rolls? Let me ask you that.
No, I have not made honey butter rolls.
I've made this my first time when I was working at the barbecue joint, and I don't mind it,
Okay.
bro. It's
Yeah, I
like,
was gonna say it sounds like a very Southern cuisine type of
it's
thing.
kind of nice, but it's
I
really
mean, I would
cakey.
assume it would be.
It's
I
like
mean, you
thick as
got
shit. It's
honey
honey and
and the
butter.
butter to thicken it up, and then it's gonna be a breaded shit. Like, yeah, I know. You know, all jokes aside, like, I'm sure it hits hard enough, and I've definitely had, you know, butter biscuits with honey on the chicken. So, you know, you're just stacking the ingredients a little bit differently.
Well, I guess so. Only a couple more. Black Friday's among is almost here, and the best deals are going to start before the big day. Like I
Oh yeah,
mentioned,
man.
a lot of
They've been
stores are
running
rolling
Black
out
Friday
like all freaking month, pretty much, right?
for the last month. So,
There's like
yeah.
different processes, so I suggest check with your local stores and markets, because it's gonna be super limited on the amount of people that can be able to go in the store. So it might not even be worth your time. It might just be better to just order online, like most that all of us is
Yeah.
doing, and
In
just stay
fact,
the hell
what I
home.
would suggest is, hey, look, if there's something you were looking to buy, maybe get it now and be prepared to price check it against an incoming sale. So, you know, I was able to do that for the TV I just got and saved another $100. So, like,
Yeah. Price check.
hey,
Not a lot
yeah,
of
just
people do
price
that,
check.
actually.
It's like, dude, like, just price check, you know? Especially if you're okay with the price up front, then you know it's just more money in your pocket on the back end. So just do that, and you don't have to murder anybody for a deal. You already got what you want. You know
Only
it
in America.
works. Yeah.
Only in the US would people trample other people for fucking a TV in Walmart. You know what I'm saying? Like, no other place does this but us. I don't understand it, but
Does
hey.
no one else do Black Friday? I mean, maybe, I
Well,
guess
they
not.
do a version of it, but they don't trample other fucking humans for it. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's kind of cordial, but we're not. We're like going into
Yeah,
war for
nah.
some reason. Starbucks will give out free reusable cups tomorrow because holiday drinks are back on the menu. This was such a big controversy several years ago when they rolled out with the red cups. So
Why?
now, I think people were just like, it was pertaining to one specific like holiday thing, and people were like, well, we're this, so we wanted this color,
Okay,
or
I got
we're
you.
that, we
So, you know,
wanted
it's a
this
case of,
version.
yeah. Hey, that
And I was just like,
seems fair enough to me.
yeah, it seems fair. So now they're rolling out just like a whole slew of everything that you can kind of reuse of it. But look, check it out. That's kind of nice.
Okay, so,
Right?
yeah. It's non-denominational, right? Like, yeah, it's not a Christmas
No
tree
Merry
lantern. It's no
Christmas.
menorah.
No
Right,
Merry
none of that.
Christmas.
It's
Just,
just, you know, look. Yeah, season's greetings.
Yeah, season's greetings. This one is Carry the Mary. I kind of dig that. That was kind of cute. I dig the colors, but they're a little early. However, if you've been to your local Walmart or anywhere a local supermarket, gone are the freaking Halloween decorations. It is now
Amen.
Christmas. It is straight up Christmas season right now. You might see a couple of like Thanksgiving stuff, not really, but
Yeah, probably not.
it's all Christmas from here on out. So Sean, as we kind of end, let's do the sides. Okay, let's do the
Okay.
Thanksgiving sides. I know you wanted
All right.
to share your recipe, so go first.
Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna do a do-over on my mac and cheese
Okay.
and my sweet potatoes. So
Okay.
obviously
Ooh.
this is really fresh in my head because with the election night the other night, we were just like, all right, we need to do some comfort food and a dry run for some mac and cheese. You
Okay.
know, so let's do a short Thanksgiving, you know, for election night. So we did chicken instead
Okay.
of turkey, ham,
Ooh.
mac and cheese. Some candied yams. So let's do mac and cheese and candied yams.
Okay.
So really simple for the mac and cheese. What you're gonna need is elbow macaroni or whatever, you know, dried box pasta you're gonna use. Obviously elbow macaroni is cool because it's small, it's gonna cook quickly, and it's gonna hold a little tighter when you're finally incorporating all of your elements. You are going to preheat your oven to 375, and you're also going to boil your water for your pasta. While the water is boiling, you're going to get like a small saute pan, and you're going to reduce your heavy cream and whatever cheeses you're going to use. So, for our little dry run, we did like the little store brand mixed cheese
Whatever it is.
bag. Incorporated that with the heavy cream, brought it up to a boil, and then turned it down so that it would simmer. I'm going to keep a watchful eye on it so that like this does not burn. And that's at this time is when you're going to like cook your noodles. Once your noodles are done, which should probably be anywhere between 6 minutes and 11 minutes, depending on the type of noodles you used. You're gonna transfer, you're gonna drain those. You're going to transfer them to another dish. And in your bake safe bowl, you're gonna then pour in your noodles. And you're gonna pour over the reduced heavy cream and cheeses. Oh, I also forgot to mention that you're also going to incorporate one egg into the heavy cream and the cheeses. Yeah. All right. So once you have that ready to go, you're gonna pour that over your mac and cheese, and you're gonna stir that in, get it nice and coalesced, and then you're also gonna
Coalesce.
layer in more. Yeah, you're gonna layer in more cheese. You're
It's a
also
big
gonna
word.
salt. You're gonna season this, and I'm gonna leave the seasoning up to you because like people, they want different things. For our dry run, we just did some salt and pepper.
That's it.
When my folks come, we'll take it up a little bit more. And now you're gonna stir in that cheese. You're gonna start to see it roughly take the shape of like what you're gonna want it to do. You're gonna bake it covered for 20, 25 minutes. And then you're gonna take off the cover and then let it finish for another 10 minutes or so. And what you're gonna have is like a nice, moist mac and cheese and a nice, crispy, cheesy crust. And again, you can use whatever cheese you want. If you'd like, I mean, you could incorporate some sort of proteins in there. Some people are gonna want little pieces of pork. Some people are gonna want some breadcrumbs for some crunch. Hey, live your life.
Live your life.
The way I
Do
grew up,
whatever
we
you
didn't
want.
really, yeah, do what you like for there. But I think if you start with that basic recipe, you're gonna be set up for some success. And then I feel like when it comes out, you want to garnish it with some parsley. Hey, if you got some like green dry parsley, that's fine. And if you got some fresh wet parsley, obviously you're not gonna wanna put that on there and cook it with it. But you're gonna let it cool down a little bit and then incorporate it there. And then for my second side, candied yam. So this is a variation on my mom's recipe. And I asked her and she was cool
Oh, we
and
got
kind of put
permission
it
from
out
mom.
there. Yeah, permission from mama. So
Shout out to
you're
mom.
gonna Shout out to mom. So you can go and you can buy some canned yams. That's fine, but that's not what we're gonna do. We're gonna start from scratch. You're gonna go buy, I would say for every, you need a pound of potatoes for four people. So scale that
Correct.
up or down, okay? All right. So, you're gonna take your potatoes, you're gonna rinse them with some cold water just to get off any residual dust or dirt. Hey, if they're a little dirty, you know it's
Yeah,
right.
absolutely.
You know it's right. You're gonna then peel those potatoes, and now here's the step. Like, I'm gonna leave it up to you as to how you're gonna cut the potatoes. If you look online, you might see them like cut down into medallions. You might see some rough cuts. If you want to get cute with it, you can dice them
Cute
down.
with it.
Hey, if you dice them down, they're gonna cook. The potatoes are gonna cook a little bit quicker because they're gonna have more surface area for when you boil them. So, depending on all the other things that you might be cooking, maybe you want to leave them a little bit bigger. If you're not gonna have time to have a watchful eye. But let's assume you're gonna like, you're gonna cut them to a medium size. All right, so you're gonna in a saute pan. Well, for me again, I'm gonna go with 1 pound because that's what we did. So I did it in a saute pan, and once we had the potatoes cut down, we covered them with cold water in a saute pan. We brought that up to a boil.
Okay.
And as soon as it hit that boiling point, we then turned it back down to a simmer. Now, to candy your yams, essentially what you're going to make is like a simple syrup for your candied yams. Mm-hmm. So if you'd like, you could use whatever sugar you happen to have with you. Since we did a dry run for Thanksgiving, I just used white sugar, but normally you use some brown sugar. Like, I didn't have any brown sugar left, but normally you do some brown sugar. And now what you're going to do is you're going to, like, incorporate the sugar, and you're going to keep a mindful eye because it's going to reduce and the water's going to start to, like, cook down.
Mm-hmm.
What you start to see is, like, the potatoes themselves start to break down and get soft. And it's going to almost have, like a, I don't want to say slimy, but, like, like a thick candy, it'll be coating sticky to them.
Yeah.
It's a little sticky. So you're also going to incorporate some nutmeg and cinnamon, or just cinnamon is fine if that works for you. And what my mom does is she uses either a little bit of orange juice or a little bit of pineapple juice as it's reducing, and ladles that in and incorporates them. So you kind of like adds a little bit of a citrusy flavor on the back end to the candy yams. So you do that and reduce them down and keep a mindful eye. And here's the thing. You need the heat to be low, because if the heat is high, the water is going to boil out and sugar is going to burn, and it's not going to be as, it's not going to taste good. You don't want that. So low flame, you can cover it, but I say, like, you might want to go a little bit uncovered, or if you have like a pot cover that is translucent, or, you know, it's glass so you can see, you want to keep a mindful eye on that. And essentially you're just going to cook it down every once in a while, you know, take a fork to the potatoes, check the texture, and, you know, take a piece out, taste it, you know, see if it's to your liking. Is it sweet enough? You know, hey, if it doesn't seem as sweet, it might be sweeter when the water and the liquid starts to cook down.
Correct.
You know, account for that, you know, and go from there. You can add marshmallows if you're going to make it like a casserole. In our family, we don't really do it like that.
Yeah.
Just kind of like serve it on its side as a side. But yeah, that's our recipe for candied yams.
Shout out to mom. Thanks, mom.
Shout out to mom. Yeah.
We don't make candied yams, really. My mother loves candied yams for Thanksgiving. So she'll make this all on her own, literally just for her side, for her specifically. And she would make this preparation with the marshmallows on top of it. But the one side that...
Definitely had them that way.
I don't know. I don't, to me, it's too sweet for me. Like, it feels like it's attacking my inner face.
Yeah. Like, to me, it's like the texture difference of, like, the like, they separate. It's just a lot.
Yeah,
so, a lot. Yeah, just the glazed yams is good enough for me.
Yeah, it's a bit much. However, like I mentioned, so my recipe for this week is cranberry sauce. So.
Oh, right.
Lots of different variations. I'm completely content with the fucking can. Like, I really am. However,
okay,
you want to step that up a notch, call yourself a chef for that one time, right? Be like, yo, I fucking made this. Homemade. Here's how you do it. Get some cranberries. Not the dried stuff. Literal cranberries. Get, like, maybe, I don't know, if you're feeding a family of four, so that's like maybe a pound and a half of cranberries. The most common rule is equal parts cranberry to sugar. So we're gonna essentially macerate, that's a technical term in our kitchen, but macerate it in a pot. So if it's a pound and a half of yams, that's a cup and a half of whatever sugar, usually white sugar, you would use, right? Here's where the kicker is. So we would take 1.5 pounds of cranberries. You take a 1.5 cups of white sugar. Add just a smidgen of almond extract. You won't even notice it. It will just be this floral little hint at the back of your throat. Once that cooks a little bit, you're just gonna let it blip on medium heat, and the cranberries in itself will break down from the sugar, and then it will just do its thing. It will literally become a compote after 25 minutes. The one other step that I'm gonna tell you is life changing, right? So we can go two ways. You want a little more savory? You're gonna take 5 little leaves of rosemary, like little sprigs, little things, and you're just gonna throw it in there, whole by itself. Okay. Let that cook the rest of the way, and because the total cook time is about 30 minutes, 40 minutes, right?
You trying to get them leaves back at the end?
No, the leaves will be just, it will incinerate with the rest of the stuff.
Okay.
It'll be like a flathead. But if you want to be chefy, you can take it out and be like, you don't want people chewing on leaves. But I could give a shit. Like, I serve people with bay leaves. I'm like, oh, it's fine. It's for extra flavor.
What are these sharp blades of grass in my food?
What is it? Why is it attacking me?
It feels like glass. But it's so delicious.
Another tip is to get 2 leaves of sage and drop it in there for the less savory. Okay. But it gives you a hint of this other floral that hits your nose. So those are the 2 versions that I will leave you with. But like I said, you can even just take the canned stuff and add the same ingredients that I just told you, minus the sugar, because it's already sweet. So
right.
You can just add either rosemary or the sage. And I'll give you a happy day. So you can show up to your next Thanksgiving or your Friendsgiving and be like a badass because you made the fucking cranberry sauce. However, people will always have a particular to it. So make sure you also bring a can of the cranberry sauce with you. Just in case people are snobbies and snoots, don't want to eat your cranberry sauce. You can enjoy the beautiful thing all by yourself.
I need to see the ridges. I need to see the canned ridges.
You got
to
see the ridges so you can, like,
I need to see the portion control too. Date stamped in the bottom of this jello to know it's real.
Portion control is like you get 2 slices for this one for now. But yeah, so that not too crazy. Like I said, Thanksgiving's coming up. We'll do a couple more sides, Sean, as we kind of nearing it. And then I'll tell you my preparation for my duck. It's a
fancy.
It takes like 4 hours for a fucking 4-pound duck. It's just a duck.
My man got duck for Thanksgiving and didn't sell a dumpling yet. Might be balling.
so it's a duck preparation this time around. The orange sauce by itself takes like 2 hours. It's an intensive process. This whole thing. Because to nail the rare duck is so annoyingly difficult because you don't want to go over. I need laser focus. So I'll tell you the preparation that we're gonna do. I'll try to make it as seamless as possible so you don't feel the same angst as I do when I make it. I want to make it as comfortable for you because you should be able to replicate it. And then I'll post some pics because if there's no pics, it didn't happen. That's what I always say. But not too crazy. Like I mentioned, you can catch all our episodes at Chef Salty Pork Podcast on YouTube. You can hit up Sean at MetroCardX on Twitter. Literally just tweet him. He will reply back to you. And any questions, any suggestions, we would love to talk to you guys. Like, really.
Yeah, man.
Ask Chef Salty at gmail.com. Anything at all. Specifically for especially going to Thanksgiving into like Christmas season, if you have any recipes, we're your first guys. Like we would definitely tell you how to one up that snobby other person that you're trying to one up in. We got you covered. All right. Obviously, don't tell them about this podcast because then they would know. But hey, we got you back. However, Sean, let's do. Why don't you give them a word of the day to just send them out, Sean, if you don't mind. Or a phrase of the day. Or a saying of the day. Vote blue, is that what you're saying?
Wow.
Go
So,
blue.
I don't
Hey,
know.
go
My
blue.
mind's been consumed with all things election the last couple of days. So what I will tell you, this is like, look, if you're able to vote, hopefully you did it. And progress is not always linear. And you might have to understand that. So if you're looking to, make a change in your community, you really gotta like do, you have to work and understand that there are gonna be some things you can like actually change and some things that you might be able to, lay the groundwork for change in the future. So, we should probably all hear the results sometime very soon. And I think for a lot of people, obviously, there's going to be some results that they're going to be happy with, and others of which in which they're not. But understand that, here, we do this podcast in the United States. We're Americans, and part of that is learning to figure it out together. So hopefully, we can all do that.
My favorite meme has been the y'all ready for the to the ultimate showdown November 3rd happening in the
Dude, man.
US today. But yeah, nothing too crazy. Guys, be safe, wear your mask, don't be an asshole. Like, literally wear it, okay? Don't touch people. Wash your hands. And from Sean and I.
Peace out, internet.